Sorry, I breathed in too deep. I breathed in too wrong deep. Right, what are you doing? Don't put the light on. Hello, welcome to Cheap Show. This is one of our patented real-time episodes. Not this bit, this is the cold open.
It's not this
but
bit
after
then,
the credit.
It?
What?
Well, when are you starting the clock?
Start the clock.
After the clock.
Ooh, I lost my bra. I left my knickers in my boyfriend's car.
I lost my bra. I lost my knickers in my boyfriend's car.
You got.
No, we can't because
you
we haven't
got.
Started the game
no,
yet.
No, you got no. I'm,
we
I'm
haven't
fucking,
started the game yet.
You will not dictate that to me.
Mate,
you got.
Mate.
You got.
Wait, we
my
haven't
friend.
Even explained what you got is yet.
It doesn't matter. You got and you. I'm going to nail
wait,
it.
Wait, okay. I'm not going to let you. That's fine. That's
look
fine.
At the card, Paul.
Mate, look. That's
look at the card, Paul.
No.
Look at the card.
Okay.
Right. I haven't
what
got my glasses on.
Card?
You turn the light off and I haven't got my glasses
on.
What does it say?
Start to sing, hum, or whistle a song in front of a player. That's you. I'm the singer. If that player sings, hums, or whistles it later on, you've got them. You started to join in.
Nailed it.
Right, okay. Can we...
back in my wallet.
Hang on. Listen, there's a reason why Eli just shat his load just then. And it's because we're doing a game. This is a real-time episode, right? And after the credits end, it begins. This is the preamble to explain. And we now have to explain what Eli just did. So, we're playing a game during this episode called Don't Get Got, right? It's a kind of party game where we get five directions or what do you want to call them?
Well, there's actually six.
Objectives.
There's six objective cards, but one of them is shared. The guess what card.
Yeah.
So, if either of us get to say... the other one to say...
For instance, let's do it. Hey, Eli, guess what?
What?
Uh-oh, I made him say what, so then he asked
that's
and then
not
I...
real, that's not real.
That's not real, that's just a bit of fun.
So we share that one, but then we have five other
objectives.
Things...
objectives that we try to get the other player to do.
Without the other knowing that they're doing the objective that the other player wants them to do. which is why Eli just then got his card out, because he did one of the things that the card said he wanted me to do. He got me got... I got got.
You got got. Paul, what else is coming up on the show?
I don't know. I don't know.
We got nothing.
We got this game.
We got, and that's all we got.
Yeah. Well, we got this game.
We ain't got nothing apart from got, we got got.
We're doing it on the hand, Mike.
We ain't got. We only got.
Look, I have got a bag of goodies.
Got.
I've got a bag of goodies.
It's like a Gannon's Golden Game, actually, isn't it?
This is a Gannon's Golden Game.
I got. It's a Gannon's Golden Game.
It's a
Paul's... I got. It's a Gannon's Golden Game.
It's a Paul's Pleasant Pastimes as well.
I got. It's Gannon's Golden Game.
This bit's too loud. Levels are too loud.
I got.
I might have to scrap this and start again, which means you can't get that point.
That's not happening.
Anyway, look, the reason why we're doing a real-time episode this week is because this week, Eli and I spend a few days in our secret Harrow studio filming episode 400, which is out on the 6th of September. We are doing a video episode for 400. But as a result, it means I'm going to be doing a lot of that and I don't want to do a lot of editing. So this is the real-time episode, so I don't have to do too much editing.
Start the clock!
No, we don't start the clock. We
and
start the credits.
The clock! Start the clock!
You can say start the clock when we get back from the credit music. And the credit music is happening right now.
Cheap Show time!
It's the price of shite!
Cheap Show time!
Welcome to Cheap Show.
Start the clock!
Clock has been started, and remember, during this episode, in the background, we will be playing Don't Get Got, because that's part of the game, innit? Right, so, what we're going to do in this week's episode, I've got to look at my cards again. I'm just looking at my cards again. This is a shit real-time episode already. Okay, right, I've got a bag full of odds and ends, Eli. Put the light on. Why is the light not on?
Because I don't like it. I'm going to open the window.
He's going to open the blinds then.
Blinds,
a little bit of sauce here.
There's a sauce there.
A little bit of bonus sauce.
Dunny River hot sauce or something.
Dunn's River.
It's good. It's better to get that or Grace rather than Tropical Sun, because apparently Tropical Sun is a big corporate behemoth that is fucking lots of people over in that part of the world.
You're going to do all three of these blinds then? I just want to know how much light's coming in.
That sounds like a
challenge. I'm putting the light on.
No!
It's going to be too dark in here.
It won't. I'm going to do all three of the blinds. Yes.
Hurry up. It's turn too that, dark. I can't see shit.
Turn that shit right off. Get some natural light in here. Get some air in. You're a denizen of dank interior spaces. The blue light of screens flickering on your pallid brow.
Open the fucking blinds, mate. Jesus wept.
Ah, that, so, was good. That was good, that bit.
It was quite good, yeah, for you.
Woo! Ooh, ooh, I've got no energy.
Got no energy, and I'm not looking forward to the filming of 400 this week because my co-host. No, because it's stressful. Because I've been doing all the work, haven't I? Have you had to organise a little film crew? Have you had to sort the cameras out and lighting and spotters and props and all that shit?
I'm going to bring some props tomorrow, so I have to do that.
Yes, good.
I'm doing the snacks.
Huh? Oh yeah, Eli's in charge of fucking catering, is what you're telling me.
Every shoot needs catering. It's very important.
Every shoot needs catering.
Is that a challenge? You're trying to get me to sing something?
No.
All right.
I just wanted to sing "Every Loser Wins." Oh, there's a big penis hanging out that big window.
That is
a big elephant's penis.
I think that's what. An exhaust on a.
Air conditioning.
It's an air conditioning unit, freestanding.
Hey, mate. Bosh, bosh, bosh. Get me card out. Get the player to do the same thing three times.
No, I didn't.
One blind, two blind, three blinds.
No, that was... That's, I said
nailed
it. Was
it. You
I
didn't.
Said.
You didn't.
Oh, no, I'm not having it. Yeah, I'm not fucking having this.
Nailed it.
I'm not having this.
Nailed it.
Play back the tape.
Nailed it. Nailed it, mate. Ha, ha, ha. How about that? How about that, mate?
Didn't.
How about that? Now we're one all, aren't we, Mr. Governor? Eh?
Right,
now we're enough. One all.
Fair enough.
You all my cards and my little wallet.
We've got rascal.
We keep our little quest cards in our little wallet, Plazzy wallet, don't we?
No, because some of them
require you to put the card in some object and then get the other person to sort of uncover them.
Yeah, but the point I'm trying to make is like they're in plastic wallets, so only we can see them. Not we can't see each other's questions, can we? Objective.
Well, that would be completely pointless then, wouldn't it? Yeah. It wouldn't be a game then. I don't know what you're trying to say. What point are you trying to make? Very little meaning and content.
Can I be honest? The problem is I'm trying to play this game so hard, I can't focus on the actual podcast part of this show.
I know, so stop. Stop trying to get me to do stuff, all right?
All right, well, all right. So, it's the first item. What have we got in here? Oh, so, okay, so I've got a lot of PO boxes at the moment, trying to go through them, and sometimes notes get lost and stuff like that. But someone said two records, and now I've got doubles of this one. I thought, would you like it? Which one do you think is the one I got doubles of?
The Mr. Men.
Yeah.
Are you trying to get me to do something?
No. No. I'm just saying.
Well, there was a triple thing with the fucking blind, wasn't there?
Yeah, but I got that done. There was two albums sent to us. One is the Party Time with the Mr. Men at 12-inch album, and then Rowan Atkinson Live in Belfast.
Live in Belfast. So he didn't do stand-up as such. It was sort of character sketch.
Yeah.
One-man character sketch.
Monologues and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty popular at the time, wasn't it?
I mean, it's famous for, you know, the headmaster sketch, where he just sits there, and literally the whole sketch is him reading names out. It's like... Jenkins.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's that, but he's a great performer.
That's an interesting photograph on the back cover from the back of the stage, and you can see that he's got these little spaces on stage where he's doing the costume changes and stuff, obviously.
Almost like hospital blinds between beds, like almost like that. Blinds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Is this his recording, right?
Oh, these are for me then, are they?
Yeah, if you want them, because I've got also Party Time with the Mr. Men, which, give it here, I haven't finished with it yet, is... it's basically a stage play. So there was a touring stage play for a while where the Mr. Men would turn up at a school and then they would do a little mini musical, and sometimes the kids can get involved. So there's tracks like Here Come the Mr. Men, Dr. Trotter's Travelling Zoo. Hey, mate, there's a track here, Muck Spreading. What do you think the track Muck Spreading's all about?
About...
What do you think?
Tractors.
Yeah, maybe tractors. There's Mr. Bump's Bump. There's Mr. Chatterbox's song, Brains, Little Miss Splendid, I Wonder What's Going On There, and the Mr. Men Hoedown, and many, many more tracks.
Look.
It's quite nice, this, as it goes.
Ben Elton.
What's that?
Ben Elton.
You've talked about that album before.
He's got something else out.
Has he?
Yeah, I think he's doing a stand-up tour or something.
Is he?
I saw it on the side of a bus, yeah, and I thought, yeah.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Well.
What?
Culture war-y. To say to speak.
No, he's
camping. Oh, can you help me?
No, Because that sounds like a challenge to me.
Fuck you!
Bosh, turn it to failed. Turn it over to failed, mate.
I'm never going to get that because you never help. And I never ask you for because I know you're a mean man.
Also because, mate, the way you did it there was so fucking laboured. You went from being perfectly all right to suddenly going, oh, my back.
I had a cramp, all right? Fuck you, man. Hate this game. I hate it. It's giving me the heebie-jeebies, mate.
Anyway, the game is still afoot. Hey, how about that? The game is still afoot.
Read the card out.
It says, sit on the floor for a while, then get a player to help you up. Yeah, you see, that's a tough one.
It's a tough one. Yeah. You should have perhaps swapped it out.
Yeah. But anyway, do you want to see what else is in my bag? And do you want to see what else is in my bag?
Do I?
Do you, though?
Do I?
It's good. Fuck this whole show. This game fucked this show. We can't do contact, but we're both wary of each other.
I got. Yeah, you got.
Hey, I got, baby.
Anyway, the Party Time with Mr. Men album. I forgot who sent it, but thank you very much. It is a fun album, this. It's got that, you remember that Sesame Street Live album we've got?
Yes.
From the very early days. It's kind of similar to that, but Mr.
It's
Men.
Show.
It's got nothing to do with the Arthur Lowe voiced thing, but yeah.
Yeah. Ah. Little songs and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a lovely thing. I think it's quite a nice album if you're into that kind of childhood nostalgia.
Yeah, but yeah.
Not going to be as good as my Rainbow album.
You looking good. Back up?
I'm just checking up on my cards, aren't I? See what I've got. Anyway, bollocks. Don't worry about it. Right, next go. Do you want to try these? El Origins Organic Plantain Chips Truffle Flavour. They are organic plantain chips, truffle flavour.
Organic
plantain chips.
Truffle flavour.
I got you! What? I fucking got you! You said truffle flavour 3 times!
Bastard.
You bastard!
Bastard!
I've got you, you bastard! I've got you!
Alright,
nailed it!
You jumped on my coat.
Oh God, I'm shouting like a crazed loon in here.
Well, don't.
Stop. Did I jump on your jumpy?
Yeah, jumped on my coat.
I jumped on your coat. I'm sorry, is your coat okay?
I don't. We don't trust each other now for the rest of this episode. I've realised it.
Turn into the fucking the thing.
We should do a blood test to see which one mutates. No, let's crack on. What?
Talking of Mr. Men.
Oh, you got Mr. Nosey Book.
I love these early ones where they were so rough and ready with the.
You can see the felt tip.
You can see where they've painted him in.
Yeah.
That gives it a certain rustic sort. Do you know what I mean?
Charm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Then they totally don't do that anymore, do they? It's just like a... Yeah. It's computerised or whatever, isn't it?
Anyway, do you want to eat these crisps?
Look at that, Mr. Nose, look at him.
Yeah, it's his nose, because he was a nosy.
It's Mr. Nosey, this one, by the way, everybody. Do I want to eat some crisps? Oh, yeah. All right, yeah.
Organic plantain chips. Hang on, let me just fix this. Hang on, bear with me. Right, here we go.
Shake me, it says.
Shake it, then?
What? Truffle flavour. Now, do you like the... Flavour of
truffles, Paul.
You know what?
Do you know what it is?
I can't think of what that flavour profile would be.
There's those El Torres crisps that are now everywhere across London.
Right.
And they're the ones that did like a cheese flavour crisp, and they did a fried egg flavour.
Yeah.
They're Spanish. They're like high end. They're like, they go for as much as a fiver. Yeah. But they do a truffle one.
Okay, I've not had it.
It's like they do an olive oil one, which is just a great sort of high, like a kettle, but it's better.
Okay.
Kettle chips have totally fallen off, don't you think, in recent years?
I
preferred the Sainsbury's in our taste test, didn't I?
I remember them, and they're very nice.
They're
but is it just the brand kettle chip or the overall style, the hand cook style,
no,
as they say?
That style is still valid. I just think kettle chips as a brand, quality has gone right down.
Yeah.
Do you think so? I think so.
Anyway, open
you
the back.
What you like to do with kettle chips?
Fuck it.
Suck them. You suck off the balsamic, don't you? You love to suck off the balsamic.
It's not a suck. It's more of a nestle. Within the mouth, a weird cradling of flavour upon the tongue.
I wish I hadn't asked. Anyway,
yeah.
End of the point, I promise you. But those El Torres crisps do a truffle flavour, which is absolute mouth crack. They're big packs, and I'm like, I'm going to fucking finish this whole... Blah, 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 like the fucking cookie monster I am with those.
Right, can
stop.
We now eat these ones then? These are the plantain chips.
Organic... plantain chips, truffle flavour.
Yeah.
It's a mushroom and it's got, it's like an almost garlicky flavour.
I don't, to my brain, imagine what a truffle would be flavour wise. It's not for me to say.
I mean, I'm not getting a lot there. It just smells like a dried banana to me, like plantain does.
Oh yeah, it does. It smells just dry. No, don't. I can't smell no flavour or nothing.
I'm going to go in and try this.
I'm just going to have one. I'm just one. Oh, this one's all split like a banana. Oh, it's a bit farty.
Yeah. That's that sort of, it's a...
mushroom.
Umami, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of meaty, umami.
Meaty mushroom.
I like that.
It's very salty as well.
Quite salty. But that's...
No.
The umami flavour is accentuating the salt. If you see what I mean? Oh, they're really good.
I don't like them.
Oh, I like them a lot.
They're a required taste, I think.
Oh, those are lovely.
Ow.
Oh, is
sorry.
That a challenge? That's
no.
A challenge. He's itching himself. Is that a
I
challenge?
Think something bit me, is what it is.
Oh, all right, what do you want me to do then?
Nothing. I'm just
really?
Saying.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Really?
Okay. I've just literally been bitten or something and it itches like fuck right now. All right? Fine.
Got any more food? I'm starving.
I need to find.
Oh, something fell on the.
Eli, what was that? What did you say? Something just fell on the floor, mate. Did you spot that, did you? Oh, let me get my card out. I nailed it. Tell a player to tell you that you've dropped something. Oh, nailed it. Ding, 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 ding. I'm two down.
Let me see the card.
Yeah, go on. Just as they got you to do it, didn't I, Mr. Silverman?
I did say something. I mean...
Ding, ding, ding. Nailed it. Going in. So that's two.
If I was an awful, joyless pedant, I'd say you didn't actually get me to do exactly that. But in the spirit of fairness and good game...
Good game.
So you've got three, have you?
No, two.
We're on two each.
Oh, so we got one each. One. You got what?
Oh, yeah,
you fail one. So that means you've got to get your next one right.
I know what you're trying to do then.
What? Come play with me. Have a dance with the devil in the play of moonlight.
Play of moonlight.
Play of moonlight. No, wait. There is food. This one doesn't count. This is, I don't know what that is. It's a noodle of some sort.
Pame. It's a big bon, Tian Shan, pame.
I don't know what that is.
It looks like a beef and chilli flavoured noodle.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
There you go, that's that next item done. Wait, how many have I got now? So I've got two more to do. Okay, fine. Right, what else? Oh, there's another one. I think this is the same company, but egg.
Oh, perhaps that's the Big Bon Tian Shan. This is an egg and shiitake flavour, it looks like.
Shitty arsey flavour? No. No.
Has it not been recording?
No, there's a bigger problem.
Oh, don't start. You're trying to challenge me, I can tell.
No.
What's the bigger problem then, Paul?
I thought we'd done half an hour, and it's been 13 minutes. Yeah. I don't know what to do. Because we're also halfway through the game.
Well, we'd have to stop playing the game if one of us wins it.
I guess so, yeah. Ooh. Right. Anyway, there is some fun stuff in here.
Who sent these?
I can't remember who sent them. I think, you know, that big, huge box that I got that had, like, tons of stuff in and a price of shite and all that kind of stuff. I think it's part of the same box.
That is really lovely.
Yeah, you like
that. Honestly, there's... Plantain chips, I can give or take on them, but those are the best combination.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
Well done.
Have another one.
I don't want them. They're too. You know what? I think it's just they're too salty for me, and also I don't like that farty mushroom thing.
Well, that's the truffle. Yeah, if you don't like that, you don't like that.
I don't. That's why I don't like them.
I don't like it.
But I'm glad you do. It's a 1.5 out of 5 for me.
Okay. At least a 4.5 for me.
There you go. Yeah. Vastly different scores there, but them's the breaks. Next.
Are you doing a card? Do you say the card? You're back. Pocket.
I'm doing nothing, other than owning you. Oh no! I did. Ha ha ha! No, you've just fallen for it.
No,
read that out. Read that out.
I have not.
Read that out. What's it say?
Put the card in a pocket with half of it sticking out. Get a player to comment on it.
What did you do?
Fuck you. I hate this game.
Gannon won this game. You know what this means, though?
What?
We can at least stop playing the game and begin to trust each other and
what?
Begin to do the podcast. Yeah, because I got 3 out of 5. Unless you want to see if I can get another one.
No, fuck you.
No? What others did you have? I'll tell you the other two I had. Fall over and get a player to help you up.
You would never have done that.
No, I don't think I could have pulled that off.
You were good with the little manipulations.
Yeah, and then the other one was get a player to draw something on your skin. Maybe I could have gotten you to do that.
Have done that.
Can you pass me those, please?
Ah, you bitch! I fucked you. Yeah.
Hide this card. Hide this card underneath some food. Get a player to take the food and reveal the card. All right, but you know I've won already.
Yeah, but still, got a little consolation there.
I actually knew you were going to do that because I saw you put it under there earlier. But I thought, I'll give you a little last little moment of joy. You know what I mean?
Thanks.
And not a high with that. Do you know what, though? I actually really like this game.
Yeah, no, it's fun. It is fun, but it's kind of anxiety-causing, you know?
A little bit.
It's when you have to convince someone of something. That's like it's like going on stage or something, you know?
Yeah,
but
well,
it's
the machinations of getting it all to work. I didn't think that one in my pocket would work, because that's why I was trying to do the mosquito bite to draw your attention to that pocket.
But I'm so stupid, I just sort of said, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
It's because you're a very transparent and honest person, isn't that what it is, Mr. Silverman?
I am quite straightforward in certain circumstances, yes.
Some would say boring as a characteristic. Right, Len, at least we can go for the rest of this podcast now. Just
you want to hear what my others were then?
Yeah, go on.
Neither of us said the guess what one.
No, I thought that would have been a bit shit.
Convince a player, see, I would have liked to have tried this.
Go on.
Convince a player that something is voice activated when it isn't, and get them to try it out.
Oh, that could have been fun.
I don't know.
It could have been fun.
Something. There's nothing I really could have done though.
You could have like gotten one of your clocks from your bedroom and said, "I bought this in a charity shop," and blah. But you see, it's the machinations. How do you get to that position? I think it's a fun game to play in the background if you're doing something different, such as make a podcast in real time, Eli.
Yeah, yeah.
Point is, this game proves that I am the master manipulator.
Yes, Paul.
A devious cretin.
You actually get a kick out of it as well.
I really do, mate. You have no idea.
At least you got crisps.
I've got these. They're good.
Yeah, and you got those two thingies. Whatever.
I bet they're out of date.
Maybe. Do you want... Check of the date. There you are. 84/02/14/12/2022. Yeah.
Well out of date, man.
We haven't had them in storage that long. I've had it was like a month
it's
or so.
It's edible, but it's not really worth it, you know. I learned the hard way making this podcast over the years. For years, up there on top of that record thing, there was just this bag of noodles.
Yeah.
You know?
That's still got noodles.
At the live show, I had to distribute them. Actually, I have those to throw out at the live show, and then I have to warn people that they're out of date.
Like, well, there you go. You could win those rejected noodles. So there's that. Right, next.
Oh, man, there's so many noodle places now.
All right, no, thanks for that. Right, what's in the bag? I've brought a bag full of goodies for the episode. Right, we've got the records, that's sorted. So, again, if you recognise something that we're looking at today and I don't mention your name directly, apologies, but thank you very much for sending it to our PO box, and you can get the information for our PO box in the metadata for this episode and on our website, main page, scroll down a bit. Right, oh, mate, no. Okay. You may have lost the game, but I think you'll enjoy what you've won as a consolation prize.
Okay.
Let me read this out. I've got a letter for this. I definitely do. Right.
All ears.
So you remember Kirsty Cooper got in touch a little while ago and said, "Here's a bunch of stuff." By the way,
Eli. Bin badges.
Calm down. No, it's better than that, mate. So I'll read it out, because when I read the letter, you'll go, "Oh."
Is it?
What? I tell you what, you know.
Cannabis extract.
No, because I wouldn't read that out, would I, on a fucking podcast? Oh, hello, everyone. Thanks to all our fans who send us drugs in the post. Not that it happens. I'm not obviously joking. Fucking oh, shh, backtrack. Right.
Bro.
Just hold that, because this is for you.
I'm just going to get a glass of water.
Oh, Christ. Actually, can you get my... Oh, no, you've got it. Oh, that's the bottle.
That was nice of me, like, wasn't it? And thoughtful of me.
Say again, so you can get your passive...
That was nice of me, wasn't it? I brought the water in.
No, thank you very much. I didn't notice because I wasn't paying attention. I was too wrapped up in trying to beat you at that game. It really threw me off making this podcast. If you listen back to the first 15 minutes, you'll see I'm aimless because I don't know what's going on.
You did well, mate.
Right, here we go. Don't touch it yet. Don't open it yet. Just hold it.
Sorry,
I'll read the letter.
I'm holding it in my hand.
Yeah.
I'm holding a parcel and it's covered in bubble wrap in my hand and it's oblong.
Yeah. So, she sent this stuff a while ago. Here's the follow-up letter. Hi, Paul and Eli. Hope you're well. Here is the Tomy R handheld game that I told you I had one on eBay and it hadn't arrived in the post yet. It finally turned up after going all the way back to the seller. I have put a battery in it for you. It already has the cracks when I bought it. So if there's any cracks in it, that's that. And also, oh, that this is great. So you put some Garfield Tasty Cat Treats in for my cat, Riley. So Riley's enjoyed those already.
Oh, you already got those?
Yeah. So my cats love them. I hope Riley does too. And he did. He did enjoy them. So
did
thank
really?
You, Kirsty. Yeah.
He's got his own special grass. What's going on with that?
He ate that. Then it went dry and I have to buy more.
Isn't it? Can't you water it or something?
No.
Oh, it's like herbs or something. Yeah. It goes. You should get him some more of that grass, mate.
Yeah, he enjoyed eating that grass. Saved him going out the house. So here he is, Eli's...
He's like, eat some grass and then, like, what? Do some Doritos and, like, you know.
I got him raw catnip and just sprinkled it on the floor and he went fucking cock-a-bonkers for it.
Yeah, that's basically them just going, oh, I'm coming. Oh, I'm in heat. That's
yeah, they... Look at that. Look at that, Eli. Now, it has got a crack in there. You go. But...
And a little bit missing in this, but the stickers are lovely and intact. And I'm not going to be playing it much anyway, but...
Do you know what? I just love the aesthetics of it. That
love
yellow...
It. Absolutely love it.
Yellow slab plastic, almost brutalist space future-y
yeah,
kind
got,
of thing.
You've got a full-size one, right? There's,
no, it's the same size.
It's the same one. It's only this one model that they
yeah,
did of
yeah,
this
yeah.
one. Yeah.
That's the only R ever.
Oh, and that's that big one. Where is that big one? That
that's in storage. I haven't... You can get it when we go and film this week.
Yeah. Shall I put this onto the set for the filming of 400, which
yeah.
we haven't done yet?
We're doing it tomorrow. We'll start it all tomorrow. I'm going to bring some of the Screwball Scramble stuff and put it in the background as well.
Okay, shall I bring this along?
Yeah, why
that's
not?
Good visual. Yeah. Thank you very much, Kirsty.
That's yours to Thank keep. You well much. Done. No guesswork on that. Now, oh, now there were pins, Eli. You're right, so let's try and look for pins for Eli. Is that it? Yeah, you can have all of these pins because the ones that were for me... Funnily enough, I already have.
Let's see what we've got in here.
But I can't remember who sent the pins now. I'm really sorry. Oh, it's got... Just turn it to off position.
Where are you meant to...
See, that little arrow.
Is it handheld? So you're meant to do it like this?
No, you're meant to have it flat on a table.
Flat on a table. And that yeah. little pushy uppy things. Like a screen.
It's fucking rock hard, that one.
Yeah. Is that
We've
one of the hardest
infamously ones? Called it on Digitizer the Dark Souls of Tomy games.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's the one, the hardest one?
Yeah.
That they ever did, you think?
That WoW and Yar are both perfectly playable, simply in a kind of Kong Man way.
Yeah.
That's actually a fucking pain in the arse.
Yeah, it's got little turntables and these little... You activate the ball bearings by pushing them up sort of thing.
To each obstacle on the course, yeah. which involve magnets and turntables, and you've got to wend your way down to the beginning. It's very tricky. It involves timing and a lot of patience.
I like this pin a lot.
That was for me, but I've got one of those. It's a Boo ghost from the Super Mario franchise.
It certainly is. Nice size. Nice enamel. I've also got a sentient fried chicken leg.
Yeah.
Mm. And a yellow piece of macaroni. That's a nice pin.
Yeah, so there for you, Eli. Three lovely pins.
What's the sentient chicken all about?
I don't know. It's like that thing Japanese culture likes, where they put cute little faces on everything, like toilets and poos and rainbows and
yeah,
stones and logs and food.
Strange.
When it is weird is when that... This is a chicken leg, so this is part of an actual real creature at some point, and now it's been turned into food, and then that chicken leg, as if that's a little creature, you know?
It's very David Cronenbergian. Cronenbergian?
No, David...
No, who's it more like? A nightmare.
Yeah, you know, like a nightmare where everything starts to... It's like a psychedelic...
Bad trip.
It's like that bit in Young Sherlock Holmes where Watson trips out and all the cakes come to life and stuff down his phone. Really disturbing scene, that. I remember that. Do you remember that? Let's all remember that together. Oh, what's the fucking noise? It's just unnecessary bike noise.
I swear.
Thank God. I'm checking the time. Mate... It's only 25 minutes past. We're going to do for 35 minutes.
I have no idea. You can come in my room. I'll put them on my pin badge board.
I'll come in your room. Let's go. Wait, we've got other things. Let's do that and then end in your room. Because people say we haven't done this, but I thought we had. Tarkies, dragon sweet chili.
I have definitely tried these, but let's try them again quickly, yeah?
Why not, right? We've got 35 minutes to kill.
Dragon sweet chili. Now...
What does that mean, dragon sweet chili, do you think?
What springs to mind for me is that it's dragon fruit flavoured, but dragon fruit, yeah, it's like a tropical fruit of an ilk with sort of a mango, pineapple, that type of thing.
Right.
That kind of flavour, I think. But let's see what it says. It doesn't say anything.
Yeah. Anyway, right, so there we go. Eli's going to open the bag now, give us a huff report, see what he thinks.
Mmm, there's a sourness and a corniness.
Oh, there's a sourness and a corniness.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, I'm going to taste one now myself.
They're nice.
They are nice.
Very nice.
Bit beefy.
They're sweet, but then there's a proper kick that comes in. They're less sour than other types of Takis, aren't they?
Yeah.
Less of that really sharp, but there's some sharpness. But it's really pleasing. The sweetness gives way to the chilli heat, you know? Yeah.
Also, would you agree there's like a meaty note there? There's almost like a kind of mince meat note.
I think you're talking about like an umami mouthfeel, sort of thing.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, there's the heat come through.
It comes through, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, they're so Moorish. God, they're good. Oh, man, they're lovely.
They are lovely.
Fireside chat on really a Christmas good. Eve.
Like I've said before, it looks like Takis themselves, the actual crisps,
yeah,
always pretty good. I mean, in an extreme way.
Yeah,
anything that's flavoured with them, I don't like.
Apart
from that pickle the other day, I did like that.
I've got mixed feelings on that whole fucking thing, to be honest. Right.
Do you know one more thing on these? One more last thing on these.
He's making one last point. Beware. Here we go.
This is like a Doritos chili heat wave, but done right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's got
the sweetness, and it hasn't got that artificial chili flavour. It's got like a real kick sort of thing.
And it's got like a natural warmth to it, a slow warmth that builds up and just resonates at the back of your tongue.
Good.
Here's the next thing for Eli out the bag. It's a bit like a black bin bag episode, actually, I guess.
Cool. I think this is a deck of cards, noodle-themed deck of cards.
Yeah, explain why it's noodle-themed.
I don't know, because someone decided to make that. I don't know.
Just to the eye, why do you think it's noodle? Why are you looking at it and going, oh, it's noodle-themed?
Don't ask me why it's noodle-themed. I mean, you'd have to go back and ask everyone involved with the main.
No, I'm not on about why you decided to make this noodle-themed. I want you to explain to the listener why, to you, this is noodle-themed.
I think a better way of putting it, Paul...
No, my way is fine.
No, it would be what makes it noodle-themed. And that's the question I'll answer, if that's okay with you. It what makes it noodle themed is, in fact, it looks like some noodles. It looks like it comes in a sort of a red and black instant noodle wrapping.
Yeah.
In fact, but it's actually one of those tear ones, so I'm going to have to ruin
the thing. The packaging is similar to the packaging you'd see for an instant noodle in a Chinese supermarket.
Yes.
But it's got a pack of playing cards in. But the iconography of it is very reminiscent of Banyan 3x spicy or whatever it's called. Is it Banyan?
Yeah, the Samyang Buldak range. The spicy ramen chicken, which is everywhere.
Yeah.
There's all different. You can just buy generic spicy chicken ramen sauce now. Not even branded with them. Do you see? It's become a whole sort of category.
Yeah.
I need an update on what's happening with the Morley's chicken sauce. We need to get some of that shit.
All right, well, patience.
It took us a while to get the pickle ketchup, and that was an anti-climax.
It was, but it did sort of make everything taste like a McDonald's.
Yeah, which is nice.
So you're gonna open this now.
But that's the thing about these. It's got one of those tear and resealable tops that noodles don't generally have, but foodstuffs do. Like bags of peanuts have that. You know when you...
Gummies.
But I'm going to have to destroy this toy. I want to keep this packaging. It's what makes the thing.
You don't know what the cards look like. It could be interesting.
Well,
You've opened it now anyway.
You see what I mean? I don't have to do that much damage, I guess.
No.
There we go. It's still there, and I'm taking the cards out.
Oh, what's that?
There's a spicy soup base sticker.
Two
sachet stickers, Paul.
That's nice.
Spicy soup base sachet stickers.
That's fun, isn't it?
That is very fun, and I'll be sticking those on something. Do you want to keep it complete?
I don't know. It's a decision he's going to have to make in private.
I was thinking maybe I'd take one of these box record 7-inch boxes to put on the set.
Yeah.
With the ones with stickers on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's something, isn't
Love it?
Okay, great. Have you got something? That's the thing. That's the thing with these.
You know what? While you're opening that, I'm going to look into the bag because there's something I want to read out. Because... a pardon for me coughing. Right, is this the letter? Bear with me. A real-time episode means you see the cut and thrust of the stuff behind the scenes. Oh, hey, here we go. So who sent the Takis? Treacle Truffle.
Oh, thank you, Treacle
sent
Truffle.
Sent the Takis and is attached as a little gift, poor limited edition pin badge from Tom Shepherd's. Oh, that's the one from ages ago. The oldest trick magic shop in the world in Scotland. Do you know that little badge I've got with a little rabbit coming out the hat?
Oh, yeah.
I've had that for a while then. Surprised those crisps were still in date. They were on holiday in Spain and saw those takis and got them. Anyway, thank you, Treacle Truffle.
I think you can get those here, but those...
Yeah, no, at the time.
I don't know if we've tried them before. Perhaps we tried them as part of a big tasting session. Yeah. We didn't really linger on it, but those are bloody good.
Yeah. Those are bloody
Maybe
bloody
we didn't give them their due diligence.
We didn't give them the due diligence.
Here we go. Here's the thing I was going to read out. Here we go. So while you're getting into that. Hello, Eli and Paul. This is Mika from Finland. Have you probably gathered from the envelope? Oh, because the letter's on it. Sorry for the shit handwriting. Never apologise for that. It's fine. I only write by hand maybe 14 times a year. That's a very... four times a year. That's still very specific knowledge. I wanted to send y'all some stickers of my 3D art. Filthy to decorate with them, like the insides
filthy
of your bin
decorate.
Line. Not filthy. Feel free.
Feel free. Yeah, it's kind of a hard thing to say, isn't it?
It also is filthy. Feel one. Nah, feel three.
Oh,
feel three.
Mate.
Filthy feel three.
You know what, Paul? What?
That made me think. Imagine you had three. They should do a remake of... No, a sequel to Total Recall.
Instead of a lady with three boobs, what if it was a man with three dicks?
Yeah,
just like on a stool.
Yeah. With it hanging out.
Thank you. That was good, mate.
Anyway, been a fan of yours since Bartians. Looking forward to more noodles and sauce reports. So thank you very much indeed. And wait, here's the stickers. There's actually this one.
Oh, that's nice.
And that. Hang on.
That's like a horror eye, like a monster's eye.
Wait there, don't talk until the microphone's here. Here we go.
That was like a monster's eye, one of these stickers. And the other is like a horrific ice cream cone, which has eyes in it with the hundreds and thousands sprinkles.
Stick it on one of those boxes when you bring it. I'll give you the other stickers and you can stick them on it. So
no,
thank you very much.
I only want one in...
Have them.
I'll have them, yeah.
Right, now we're back to Eli's cards, where we will look at the cards.
They're versions of the sachet stickers.
Like Jokers.
They're not the Jokers, no, because the Jokers are separate, but they're just extra card sort of things.
Nice.
That are in there.
Pictures of all this stuff will be on our website, thecheapshow.co.uk, should you fancy it.
The Joker is a... person in sort of those traditional blocky clogs that they wear in Japan.
Yeah.
Running along with a fire extinguisher in one hand and a bowl of literally flaming noodles.
No, that's good.
Well, you assume they're noodles.
Yeah.
Weird. That they are weird. So do you see that?
Yeah.
It's got flaming bowl of noodles on that Joker. On that Joker, he's still got the flaming bowl of noodles, but there's a rolled up four of hearts inside the bowl. Bizarre.
That is interesting.
Maybe that's to do with a particular game they play.
I don't know.
You know, where the four is wild, or you know what I mean? It's very. That's a very.
What are the kings and queens and all that
shit? They've gone with the spicy theme more than the sort of noodle theme. There, the jack of spades is glugging on a bottle of water.
Oh yeah.
The queen is sort of mopping her brow, and she looks
hot.
Crazed. King of Spades, and he's again
hot.
Got a bowl of flaming
noodles.
Let's see.
All the cards are just nice.
Oh no, and they're all different. All the picture cards. The Jack of Diamonds has he's got a bowl of noodles in one hand, and he's using chopsticks with the other hand, and grasped within the chopsticks is a big chili. It's a chili pepper. The Queen. She's just slurping up some noodles.
So this royal family can take their chilies, whereas the other one couldn't.
Yeah, the king's looking like he's breathing fire onto a bowl of noodles. And the king of clubs there, what's he doing? He's just got a plate of chilies.
Yeah,
full stop.
He looks happy.
The queen of clubs, she again slurping some noodles in a slightly different pose.
Yeah.
The jack there, what's he doing? He's got sriracha. He's got a bottle of sriracha. You can tell because of the green cap, and he's squirting it onto a flaming bowl of noodles, Paul.
It's very exciting stuff. Very exciting.
We haven't done them all.
Haven't we?
Yeah,
thought we had.
We have.
Fucking hell. Good. So there you go. A pack of spicy cards.
What? They are spicy cards. Thank you very much. That will go into my card collection.
Would you play it as? Would you use them as a pack during a game?
No,
because he has no joy.
Desperate.
Right.
You don't want to ruin
them, do you? Right, hang on. What? Let me just regard the time because I forgot to start my stopwatch.
You forgot to start it?
Yeah.
But don't worry because the timer's fine, isn't it? What do you mean the timer's fine?
On the recording. I know, but look at how much we've recorded.
Well, how long have we been doing?
36 minutes. We've got 25 more to go, mate. Do you want to play that game again from the start?
No,
all right then. Well, we'll have these drinks and then we'll go into your room.
Drinks,
yeah. I don't know if we've done these before.
We need to clear up. Because
Iron Brew, extra. Wait. And Wild Berry Slush. So we got Iron Brew Wild Berry Slush. And we have a Iron Brew Extra Raspberry Ripple. I don't know if we've done the Crush,
no,
but I think we did.
We haven't done either of those.
What was the other one we did though? Because we did two flavored Iron Brews a few weeks months ago.
They do all sorts of different flavored, but they were sugar free. Those look to be actual sugar versions. No, we did like birthday cake. It was something stupid like that. It was a cream soda flavored Iron Brew, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah.
You remember? They weren't those ones. I'm sure.
That's fine. I just wanted to make sure we weren't repeating ourselves. Because we have burnt through quite a lot of content in 35 minutes, which is a record for us. And we've played the game. It's been quite stellar. Oh, and guess what?
What?
Aha, got ya. The game is still playing. The game is still playing, and I won that. I won that one. I'm going to go for a walk around the house.
It's just walking around a table.
It's all I can manage. I'm walking around a table of love. What do you want to do now? Should you just have these drinks?
Yeah.
Right.
Do you want
your water, and I'll pour it in, and I'll now take it from the can. What do you want to start with? Raspberry Ripple, or do you want to have Wild Berry Slush?
These are Iron Brew Extra.
Yeah.
And I think those sugar-free ones, they were in different shaped cans to these, weren't they? They were taller. They were more like a sort of Red Bull can.
No, they were the same size.
Were they?
Yeah, because I've got one in the fridge still from last time.
They were all completely sugar-free, zero. They were zero. And they were terrible, weren't they?
Yeah.
No, that does say no sugar.
Yeah. Extra taste, no sugar. So it's like saying Pepsi Max, extra, max. It's the same difference.
These are going to be
poor. Did we like the other ones, the cream soda one? I can't remember how we felt on that. I think it was largely belligerence.
It was horrible. They were really a Spartan-y, Mimi.
Yeah.
And
well, here we go. Hey, Paul, which one do you want to start with?
With those last ones, it was a Spartamania. It was a Spartamania, Paul.
Maybe we'll just stop the episode now.
No, we can't. We can't stop now.
We can do that, can't we? We can do anything we want. Listen, it's our show.
You keep looming over me. This is weird.
It's because you're sitting down. I'm going to loom if you're sitting down, aren't I? I'm standing up because that's how I roll. I am a very magnanimous and energetic person. And I wish to strut.
Magnanimous? You're generous?
Yeah.
You're not.
I am.
You're not that generous.
I'm more generous than you.
How dare you?
When was the last time you got me a birthday present or a Christmas present?
I got you one this year.
You got me one this year.
I did, didn't I?
You mean last year? No, you didn't.
When's your birthday?
A couple of weeks. Is 14th it? Of September, yeah.
Right, well, we'll see how magnanimous I am then, won't we?
I just remember getting you like the Wow, Tomy Wow.
Yeah, but
and I remember
storage.
Getting you the pinball. And I remember getting you the Rubik's maze thing and the Rubik's, all the stuff, all the little fluffy things I've got that you've, literally on the recordings, I've gone, oh, Paul, what a wonderful thing. Thank you very much.
Just open it.
And then you say, oh, I got you something for Christmas. And it's a box of tea, a small box of tea.
That was nice.
No.
You don't like tea. It's not my fault.
I do like tea. I just don't like tea as a Christmas present. It's like socks or
a beanie hat. I love socks.
Yeah, you like socks. I don't.
What's wrong with socks?
Get me a pin badge for my birthday. There you go. There's a challenge. Get me a pin badge for my birthday that you think I like.
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah. All right.
And if you don't get one, I'm going to cancel the podcast.
Oh.
There you go. Everyone's listening. If Eli doesn't get me a pin badge and I like the pin badge, that's the other caveat.
There's more caveats.
Then Cheap Show is over. And next week after that will be an episode called Paul Gannon's Cheap Show, starring Paul Gannon and a rotating world of guests who can fill in. It's going to be
huge.
I'll have all my friend turn up, and weekly, or maybe on my own if I have to. Either way, the whole future of Cheap Show is based on Eli's success.
A solo episode. Come on, let's open this Raspberry Ripple.
All right, you open it. I'm holding the microphone.
We did these things, but I'm sure they weren't these flavours. We definitely weren't these flavours.
No, you're right. I don't think they were these flavours. I was just not sure if they were these flavours.
Oh, my God. That's
so... That artificial castoreum flavour.
Right.
Castoreum was the gland, beaver gland.
Yeah.
That they used to make raspberry flavour.
Yeah.
But smell it.
I'm going to smell it. Get off. Okay, he's going to pull some out.
Sorry.
Right, he's pouring it out. It's still orange.
It's very much the colour of Iron Brew.
Right, I'm going to have a snuff. Yeah, it smells like Iron Brew with a slight whiff of raspberry over the top of it. That's all right.
It's very sweet, isn't it?
It's very sweet, but also it's kind of bubbly in a way that kind of foams up in the mouth.
That's not too bad. That doesn't have that really extreme aspartame.
It is there. It's definitely there.
It's muted, though, don't you think?
But the raspberry Iron Brew flavour kind of just masks it a little bit more.
It does do that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I think that's a similar effect to Pepsi Max Cherry.
Right.
It masks the aspartame. The flavour profile. They've worked out a way of softening the edge of the aspartame.
Aggressively disagree. Right, next one is the Wild Berry Slush. In it goes. Gonna open it. And I'm gonna give it a huff. Do you know that generic mixed berry smell?
Yeah.
It's that generic Nick Berry smell.
Mick Berry.
Nick, every soda loses.
Oh, it's a bit. Yeah, it's a bit blackcurranty. Yeah, it's mixed berry, isn't it?
It's just that Nick Berry flavour. Every soda wins. He's having a little sup. I am going to have a sup myself. Here's the sup time.
Let's have a report there.
Ugh, tastes like medicine from Nana. Tastes like, you know, that kind of dissolvable medicine you get for, like, tummy aches or stuff. Or
yeah, it's got a bit of a medicinal. Not as successful at all as the Raspberry Ripple, is it? It's much more of the aspartame coming through the sort of emptiness. Still,
It's got a nice kind of chalky, dark berry aftertaste,
yeah.
Which is okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But up front, there's not much there other than the fake sugar.
They're not great.
But I don't remember enjoying them this much, the other flavours I tasted.
No.
These are as sugar-free things,
yeah.
Sodas go. These aren't bad, are they, really?
Yeah. No.
It's crazy how sweet they are. It's actually sweeter than sugar, isn't it?
It feels like that.
It's like that artificial sweetness.
Yeah, it feels like that, doesn't it? So, you know, all right, but I'm never going to willingly want to buy them on a hot, sunny day, you know?
I'd buy Pepsi Max Cherry.
You what?
I'd buy Pepsi Max Cherry.
Shut your fucking mouth, you animal. I'll cut that out, Gannon, future Gannon, you prick.
Cut that out?
Yeah? No, I can't. I've got said it's real time. Hey,
you're not
going to
cut anything out?
I'm going to cut. No, unless you say something like, I don't know, horrible.
I don't usually.
No, I know.
Do I?
No.
Oh.
Are you going to say something horrible now?
No.
Just thought of something racist to say, did you?
No.
Go on, what are you going to say?
I wasn't going to say anything.
You went, ooh, which would suggest to me in a verbal agreement situation that you had something of excitement to add.
Ooh.
No, just said ooh. I just, ooh. I just thought, ooh, ooh. That's what I thought.
I think it's your id reacting to the need for attention before having anything to back that up. I think it's your body going, I need attention now. Oh, yes, Eli, what? I don't know.
I don't need attention.
I get attention. I don't need it, yeah. People?
Like? The police?
No. No, I get attention. Listen, I'm not...
People in alleyways who don't want you pissing anywhere near them?
I'm saying. No, listen... You know, some have it.
Some don't.
Drug dogs.
Drug dogs.
Yeah, you don't want that kind of attention. You really don't.
You don't at all. Anyway.
That happened to me once, you know.
Yeah.
I got drug dogged at Tottenham Court Road Station.
Oh, of all places.
I only had a very small amount of cannabis, herbal cannabis on me. And I looked across, because they do it in a mass. They try and get loads of people when they do that. I don't think they should do that.
No.
Personally.
No.
You know, it's a bit oppressive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, they should legalise drugs, I think. Decriminalise at least.
Call me.
But I looked across and someone had been caught as well, some other person. And they would literally lifted a full set of scales out of his backpack. We see it right in the tube station floor. And it's sack, basically, of marijuana.
I had a very similar thing happen to me at Angel Station when we used to do the Laughing Cavaliers. I had, a little bit on me, come out of Angel Station and dogs, and I got pulled over and taken into a little office. And there was like good cop, bad cop going on, where one person was just like, it's all right, you know, you're a little bit, we'll just take your details, and as long as you keep your nose clean for a couple of months, you know, it'll be forgotten about, don't worry. Meanwhile, the woman was staring at me, giving me evils, and asking really weird questions like, what's that? And I had like a ukulele, and I said, oh, it's a ukulele. And she goes, well, play us a song then. And I was like, no, it's all wrapped up and I haven't tuned
do
it
I
yet.
Have to?
And then she goes, well, where are you going with it? And I was like, oh, I'm doing a thing at the pub, I'm doing a comedy. And she went, oh, what kind of comedy? And this is after I've given my name and details and everything and all this, all the usual stuff. Yeah. And I went, improv. Oh, what's improv? I'm just very good at making things up on the spot. And she went, like your name and address. And I was like, no, I just meant in general. And as I'm beginning to like panic a little bit, this guy comes in with a big waistcoat, a big like matrix coat on.
Right.
Opens it up and every pocket's got a massive jar of pills and powders.
Wow. And they'd got it.
Yeah, it was like Mary Poppins' carpet bag. It was just like jar, bags, jars. And he was like being very quiet and just going, I'm just going to get my lawyer. I'm just going to get my lawyer.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But there you go.
Wow.
Anyway, I had to keep my nose clean for 9 months. And then the police forget all about it.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and then they're not on a record anywhere lingering. Anyway, here's the next bit. Hang on, we've got left. We're in the last 15 minutes, Eli. It's all happening. Dearest Paul and Eli, I stumbled across this very interesting item while browsing a trendy Asian snack shop here in Croydon.
Oh, I love Croydon, mate.
Yeah, you're not going to like this, though.
Oh, God.
I'll just, before I read it, I'll just let you pull it out the bag. And then I'll read.
Oh, God.
What is it?
Oh, God. I don't think we've done these, have we?
We don't have. No, not never.
I'll just explain it. It's a pickle branded with a popular sour candy. Seems right up Eli Street and could be a fun taste test. I know this is a very Eli-centric item, and I apologise profusely to Paul. As a way of apology, please accept this little gift for each of you. I did my best to render your likeness with parts I could find online. Oh, yeah. What's this? Where's that gone? Mate, we... They made us... We're... Hang on. Hang on. You keep talking. But say what that is. Okay. Oh, no, I need to hold them.
I can hold it.
But I've got the headphones on. Hang on, just...
Here we go.
Okay.
Right, go on.
In my hand, ladies and gentlemen...
Just take...
All right.
You do it.
I have Van Holten's...
Push it away a little bit, you're too close.
I have Van Holten's Sour Dill Pickle Warheads Extreme Sour.
Yeah.
So Warheads is a big brand of sour-based confectionery. We did... and they do are reaching out, aren't they? Because we tried their sodas. And they were quite nice, actually.
Yeah.
You remember the sodas? Oh, yeah, they're in there as well. And I've seen these about... But this is like an individual gherkin cucumber.
A big one.
In a sort of Capri Sun upright sachet thing.
I'll take it back. There we go. Excuse the noise.
And we've had these before, similar things, that weren't Warhead branded. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And it was like Mama Pickle and Daddy Pickle and all of those. Big Sis or whatever. And they were pretty rough. They are on the much more chemically end, these sort of truck stop individual pickles. And for value for money, talk about cheap show, Paul.
Sure.
These aren't very good value for money at all. They're usually like £4 or something for one pickle.
Anyway. Good pickle.
Anyway.
Before you open it.
Let's... negative Nelly about this pickle. It might be delicious. I'm gonna
wait. Before you crack it open, because we do need to test it on the podcast, I want to show you the other thing they said that
we're
they made.
Out of time here,
no, we've got 10 minutes. We're all right. So they made this online, I believe. I did my best to render your likenesses with parts I could find. Thank you for everything you do. If I ever need something to listen to on a busy commute, this will always make me smile and giggle to myself like a lunatic. They won't be able to make Cheap Show live in October. Oh, but wish us the best of luck. Thank you, Callum.
Thank you.
Callum, for that. Here's what it is.
Oh, is he like little...
What's going on here? Oh, a little Lego me. Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, and there's a little Lego me, and I come with a little ghost book.
Oh, a little Lego me.
What do you come with?
I don't know if I've got a prop, but I've got like...
I reckon they just got the Lego Hagrid, didn't they? And then put it on a body.
Oh, shut up. Was that meant to be a dig? It
no,
was, wasn't
that's
it?
That's what they used.
No, you've got a bearded guy, like a pirate head, and then a big... I like the wig. Whatever do they call that? The helmet? Do they call it the helmet?
Yeah, maybe they call it the helmet.
The hairpiece is very long, like a rocker. But very similar to my hair.
Yeah.
And I've got a sort of big belly coming out there. It's very accurate, but no prop. Oh, hang on. Maybe there is one.
Yeah,
it's a record. I've got a record.
Hey.
Yeah, little vinyl record. It's a little me, yeah, Paul.
There's a little me with a I've got blonde hair in this, which I don't particularly agree with. I might swap that out for something a little bit darker. But I've got a little me.
You've got to taste that pickle before you run out of time, Brad.
Yeah, I'm wearing a Hawaiian. Shut up! I've got a little Hawaiian shirt on with a shirt underneath. Look at that. Look at him.
Is that Hawaiian? It's a colourful shirt.
Yeah.
The hair pieces are excellent, aren't they?
Yeah. So there we go. Thank you very much, Cam. They're going to. Shelf with me Lego. I'll put him in my Lego Ghostbusters firehouse and I can live my dream with my Ghostbusters friends in the firehouse. Oh, thank you, Kellum, for making my dreams come true.
I spilt shit on my shirt.
He spilt a little bit of water on himself.
It wasn't water.
Little baby needs to calm down.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, there's another ice cream van. Beep bop. Police. With weird. Contains police dogs in.
There were dogs in there?
Yeah.
Driving it.
Yeah, driving it. Mate, let's end on the warheads. Come on.
Right.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to make sure I don't lose anything of that. Okay.
Right. So, just to bring you up to speed, it's a real-time episode. It's nearly done. I won the Don't Get Got game, and we've been tasting and looking at a few things from random PO boxes over the course of the last few months.
Now, it's a deal.
Right, wait, don't you dare talk without the microphone near you.
Oh, it's I'm gonna sniff gherkin-flavoured scratch and sniff stickers.
Oh, God! It smells like if someone poured, like, as I say, sour powder all over, like, a McDonald's burger.
Oh,
it's making me salivate. Oh, I love that. Are you going to try this?
No.
Why not?
I don't want to. Is that all right?
Never try pickles.
I'm not a pickle man. You're the pickle expert.
Never try anything.
You're a pickle expert. I'll let the expert speak. For he knows of what he talks about.
Oh, he's having a bite.
Oh, he's having a bite, and it's not looking good. In fact, he's squinting quite considerably.
How's it going?
It's not great.
Sounds squeaky, because I can hear the squeak of your teeth upon the chili pickle thing.
The texture's not great, you know?
Is it rubbery?
It's kind of soft, no. Not too bad, actually.
The way you fucking take left turns like a wild mouse ride... Yes, like a wild mouse ride.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Tart.
It's so tart, though. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Wait, not done yet, are we?
I'm going. No.
We've got 7 minutes. We've got 7 minutes. What are we going to do?
I'm done, Paul. I've got to go tidy up.
Do you want
Oh, I'll have that chocolate bar.
There's something.
Is there more stuff? Let's do
this
that.
This is a... I think this might have been...
Who sent this?
This might be Yvonne. I might be wrong, but these are Dralmer chocolate bar Fredu Lacris. I don't know.
I think they're licorice.
And there's a Tromp bar by Noah. Tromp.
I'm trying the Dralmer.
Dralmer.
Oh. Is it licorice and chocolate?
Yeah.
Oh. Everything's licorice. Ooh. Maybe that's what Strundia is.
Oh, no.
Is it a kind of rubbery licorice, or is it
It's just basically a chocolate bar with a whole, like a leather, you know.
Yeah.
Licorice. Not for me.
One or the other. I don't like to mix it. What about this curly, really one?
There's coconut in there as well. Oh, is this licorice as well?
Yeah, I think it's all licorice, mate.
Oh, let's not end on licorice.
I bet they're licorice as well. These weird gummies.
These are Sir Scala. Gelataffinry.
Bubs.
These are... They look like they're fruit things. These look like hard-boiled fruit things.
Oh. He's having a shot.
Oh, there's a fresh smell coming off
that. Oh, wow. I'm going to try one.
Like a laundry smell.
Right.
These are gummies.
Yeah, gummies.
Oh, they're nice.
Oh, yeah, they're nice.
They're nice.
These
no.
Are like multicoloured fruit gummies. Oh, look.
Two flavours and there's a skull.
Mmm.
Mmm.
Oh, actually, they're quite nice. Skull. They're quite pleasant.
Very nice. What about Tromp?
It looks like a chocolate, licorice, and fondant bar.
Like a mint fondant.
Could be an almond fondant or a mint fondant.
I'll taste this.
Yeah. You know what, mate? No, I'll taste this one for you.
Thank you.
You watch me.
You taste it, mate.
Doing it. Oh.
Tell me what kind of fondant. I think it's probably a mint fondant.
Right. No, I think it's a marzipan-y thing. What's that?
Oh, it's like coconut. That smells of coconut to me. Like a bounty, that smells to me.
I don't know about this. Here we go.
Maybe it's a, yeah. Oh. What's going on there, flavour-wise?
The licorice and the fondant and the chocolate. It's like a chocolate-wrapped licorice all sort.
Yeah. That's what that other one's like, very similar.
Oh.
I just think it's you're just not used to it, Paul. That's all it. You're just not used to it, mate.
Oh.
I think all it is, it's just not a tradition to mix chocolate with licorice in this culture
not
that we
really.
Grew up in.
Isn't it like a kind of Norwegian or Scandinavian thing?
Oh, these are where are these from? Holland. We don't know where they're.
Don't know. There's no letter. No. 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 No letter.
Mm. You know what's nice?
What?
Having like a sweetie, then a bit of a Warhead's pickle. One thing I'll say about this Warhead's pickle, to me it just tastes like a very sour
pickle.
There's no sort of Warhead's sweet flavour. It's just a very sour dill pickle, basically.
Right.
Just extra sour, which I guess is what they're going for.
What's it going for?
Warhead, you'd think like there's some fruit flavour or some sweetie flavour. There's nothing.
There's no fruit signifier. It's just here is a sour pickle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well... We're nearly wrapping up now. I think we've got like 2.5 minutes left of this real-time episode.
Do the housework then, Paul. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Listen, yeah, thank you for supporting us on Patreon, if indeed you do. It is patreon.com/cheapshow. As we say, give what you can, but only if you can. And if you can't, help spread the word with reviewing us on an app platform or... Don't stop eating the pickle.
I'm going back in, Grant.
Or reviewing or social media, Facebook, all those kind of things.
Oh, that hurts so good.
It helps us considerably as an independent podcast. What else? Yeah, go to our website, thecheapshow.co.uk, for images to go along with this episode, which is your one-stop shop for all things Cheap Show, really. And we got Cheap Shot still coming out fortnightly on YouTube, special 15 to 20-minute extra bites of Cheap Show every month. And as of tomorrow, in Cheap Show time, we start filming episode 400.
It hurts me. Stop I keep going it. Back. I can't it. Stop. It hurts me. Take it from me. You have to have some.
I don't want any.
You have some pickle.
I don't want some pickle.
Have some Warhead's pickle.
Stop being a pickle pusher. Don't be a pickle pusher. Oh, stop it. You're not selling it by doing that either way. Howling like Frankenstein's monster. Yeah, and looking like him as well.
Oh.
And smelling like him.
He smelled fine.
He didn't.
They cleaned those
He stunk
bodies.
Of death. Formaldehyde. Right, what we got left? We got a minute and a half left. It's exciting.
Oobie doo, oobie dooby doo doo, oobie doo.
I'm not going to have you just go oobie doo for a minute.
Oobie doo, nip nip, oobie doo, bid nip nipple high.
Right, so basically, 400 will be a video episode on YouTube and YouTube only. And we'll be doing a live premiere with it on Friday, 6th of September, UK, 8 p.m. time. What?
That's been a minute and a half.
No, it hasn't. I'm looking at it now. Hang on. 45 seconds.
Well, let's wrap this up.
So, yeah, you can join us. I'll be there in the chat live. Eli might be. I don't know, depending if you're DJing that
Thanks
night.
For my arms,
are you
Kirsten.
DJing 6th of September, Friday night?
Am I?
I don't know. Are you?
Yes.
Right, well, then he might not join us for the live chat then, but I'll be there for the live chat.
Yeah, I could join you from where I'm DJing.
No, I guess you could, actually. It's only just a chat room on a phone, isn't it?
Yeah, please, let's do that. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Okay, cool.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
It would be.
So we'll be in the chat room for a live premiere of episode 400, 6th of September, 8 p.m. UK time. Right, and that's it. I'm just checking the time. Seven seconds. Say goodbye, Eli.
Bye. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for tolerating this real-time episode.
Stop
Thank
it.
You. Goodbye. Good night. Goodbye.
Stop it.
I'm going to go in Eli's room and have a wank.
Stop it.
I'm going to do it. I'm in.
You couldn't go open the door. You did weakly.
I'm just going to wank in your kitchen then.
Oh, fuck. Press stop. It's well over him. No one's... That's not funny, Paul.
Oh, it's coming out all thick. It's coming out all thick.
Shut up. Just turn the tap off.
Right, bye.
Here come the Mr. Men. forget which one is which of the Mr. Men. Always out to mischief, always out to something new. We're telling you, here come the Mr. Men. Mr. Men, how do you do? Oh boy, ready for fun and games anywhere. Oh boy, so many different names. It's easy to stare and forget which one is which. All the Mr. Men. Always up to Mr.